Today we are joined then by the fantastic team from Welcome Estates. I've got Gary, Richard and John with me. Guys, how are we?
All right, thank you. Good.
Now, obviously, the weather in the United Kingdom at the moment isn't the best, but, Gary, you run Welcome Estates, so you're selling dreams, ambitions, paradise.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Welcome Estates and what is it that you do?
Well, obviously, we're a real estate in Spain. We're an English real estate in Spain. And what we do is sell property in Spain. Simple as that. When you talk about what is the life, what's the difference between Spain and the UK? It is a different life. I mean, I don't watch the news, for example, when I go to Spain. Whereas in the UK, it's all regimented, isn't it? You know, you get up, you go to work, you have your breakfast, you come home, you make the kids tea. You know, you might have an hour to watch telly and then it all starts again. In Spain, it's not like that. In Spain, you don't go home. It's outdoor living. People don't normally get home until 9 o'clock at night.
And the weather's better.
Just a bit. Well, that's what it's all about, the weather. It is about the weather, isn't it? So
as a company then, your job is to, if we put this into layman's terms, what you give people is the opportunity, exactly the same as in the UK, where they could buy a house, an apartment, a flat, a bungalow in the UK. You are giving people the opportunity to do that in a different climate in Spain. What areas of Spain are you covering? What parts of Spain do you look after?
We cover the whole of the southern Costa Blanca. Say from Denia, which is Javier area, all the way down to the Marmanor. So we cover a good, what would you say, Richard, 70, 80 mile of track on?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a very, very wide and diverse areas that Welcome Estate represent.
So would it be fair to say then that you guys spend a lot of your time in Spain, you're in amongst people that are buying properties in Spain, you're in the offices in Spain, you're travelling to and from, because we're quite lucky to get you in the UK. You might not feel lucky with the rain outside, but we're lucky to get you here, aren't you? Because you are hands-on in Spain with what you do.
I actually don't live in Spain. My daughter lives in Spain.
Oh, wow.
My daughter was, believe it or not, in 2019, my daughter worked at Salford Royal, which was formerly known as Hope Hospital, and she was a specialist sister in there working in the haematology ward. But she had this fantastic opportunity with her dad to go out to Spain and run the business. She spoke to her peers at the hospital and they gave her a 12-month sabbatical to go out and pick up the reins, which I can say she's done a fantastic job, hasn't she, Richard?
She's done an absolutely brilliant job. I used to run Welcome Estates, but I had to take a break because of ill health, and Lisa's championed the cause and bought it on leaps and bounds. You know, absolutely phenomenal what she's done. Her vision is far greater than mine ever was, and she's just extended the portfolio. Actively seeks out new build properties all across the Southern Costa Blanca area.
I mean, we're going off piece a little bit here, but my background is not real estate.
Okay.
Real estate's a hobby. I'm from industrial packaging is my core business and still is the core family business today. I've got three daughters, all involved in business. All chip off the old block, if you'd like to call it that. I'm very lucky in that respect. All three of them running their own businesses. One of my daughters, the youngest, Jenny, age 33, she runs the family business, which is industrial packaging. And since she's been running that business, well, I actually sold 51% of that business, but I didn't sell 51% to go smaller. I sold 51% because we were selling out to a big corporate identity, and they wanted to take over businesses, buy businesses that are run by families. my Jenny still runs that business today, and because of their involvement and the supply lines that they can bring to our business, they've taken that business from 2 million to 6.5 million this year, from 2015 to now.
And does that allow you then to obviously put more time and emphasis into Wellcome Estates and your passion?
Well, what it actually allowed me to do was retire, but because I've worked 24/7, 7 days a week all my life.
You're not old enough to retire.
And there's no way I've found that you can just retire when it's in your blood. So I went to Spain. I retired, and the first job that I got was babysitting. You know, all Jane wanted to do was we've got the grandkids all the time, and I'm thinking
this is not what I retired for.
I've retired to look after the grandkids. And so I decided to take up golf. I never played golf much really until I got to, well, in a position to retire, and then I started playing golf. Absolutely love it. It's my passion now. Well, I think where we come from is one of the best courses on the southern Costa Blanca. And people say to me, well, are you biased? Well, I say to them, yeah, I think maybe I am biased, but as far as I'm concerned, La Finca is still the best course on the southern Costa Blanca. But on the southern Costa Blanca, there must be 80 courses.
Yeah.
It's not. We're not tied to La Finca. This. I mean, there's Villa Martin, there's Campoamor, there's
Los Ramblers, Fontenay,
just within
Amanda,
you know, within 10-15
see
minutes.
this is what I love about speaking to you guys, because I'm one of these, well, I call myself a nerd. I can sit at home at night on different estate agent websites because I love property.
Yeah,
I want to win the lottery and I want to buy properties, and I want to, that's my dream job.
Yeah,
is to literally buy a load of properties, do them up, sell them on, rent them out. And there's nothing better than looking at properties abroad, because you're looking at properties where you've got sunshine, naturally makes you feel happier. You've got verandas, you've got swimming pools. I mean, you've got a bungalow on your website at the moment that we were talking about yeah, earlier on. And I sent it to my other half and said, come on, I've had enough of the rain, we're off, let's get ourselves out there. But it's amazing how you've transitioned from industrial packaging,
yeah,
into real estate, into properties abroad. But is it actually easy? So for, let's say, for somebody listening to this conversation today, is it actually quite easy to buy a property abroad? Obviously, you've got to have the money or the credit rating or whatever to get the details, but is it easy to buy a property abroad?
It's very easy to buy a property abroad if you pick the right people to go with. You know, without... am I allowed to say blowing your own trumpet?
Absolutely. Exactly. I was going to say, you must be talking about Wellcome Estates.
I am talking about Wellcome Estates, and you know, we do everything. You know, we've got a legal support right next door to our office. You walk out of ours and you're in there. They take care of everything, from the notary, the NEI certification, which is a must in Spain, tax queries. We take care of the utility bills, registration, particularly if you're buying a new build. We'll take care of money exchange. Essentially, everything that you need to know, Wellcome Estates has got it in-house. We only have blue-chip companies. I don't know if you know much about that, but years ago, it was people lost the money in Spain. And they lost the money because they went with builders who went bump.
Yeah.
Right? Now, we only have bank-guaranteed properties on our books, you know, so the builders can't go bump and our customers can't lose the money, which is...
So they've got peace of mind and knowing that by coming with yourself, you can take them through the whole process, and they've got peace of mind and security of knowing
you can't
it's
lose
the real
money.
Deal.
Yeah. All our staff have bought properties in Spain, so they've all been through the process. And they're all we've got multilingual staff as well, because obviously we're in Spain, it's European, and we cater... for anybody that can fly in within 3 hours, really. So that's the whole of Europe. So we cater for everyone and everything, really.
And are you three all multilingual? I speak English and absolute drivel. That's my multilingual option.
No. I tried years ago. I had a tutor and I tried. But if you really want to speak Spanish, you need to go and live there and live in a village. For example, we live on the golf course. Right, but on the golf course, and I mean, there's only And I don't mean to plug La Finca in particular, but that is where we're centrally located. Yeah. And they all speak, well, they're largely Scottish. Either Scottish or English. Yeah. I mean, it is an expat community, the golf course, but we are attached to a little town called El Gorfo. And that's a proper little Spanish village, and in there you can get properties for 50,000-60,000, two-bed apartments.
Yep.
But if you want to learn how to speak Spanish properly and fluently, you need to live in a village.
Yeah.
Not on a holiday.
But I think that's a massive plus, Richard, if I'm honest, because you've got the option where you can go out there speaking English, the Scottish variant, Welsh, whatever you want to do, and you'll be able to live a very, very normal and probably even better life than you're living now. But if you've got that desire as well to get into the culture, into the language, then 5 minutes away, you can absorb yourself in that as well, can't you?
That's something that I did actually two years back. I used to live on La Finca and decided that I wanted to be a bit braver and moved off the expat community and located myself in Petrea. Which is a historic Spanish town, and now I spend 2 hours a week trying to learn Spanish.
And how are you getting on with it? Is it quite easy? Because I did Spanish at A level. I haven't done it since. I mean, we're talking a good 20 years since I've done it. I can do bits, I can get by. It's not an easy language, is it?
No. Muy difícil. Yeah, I fortunately we have a good instructor, so you know she's brought us on leaps and bounds to what I were, but I'd no way say I was fluent, but at least now I can go into the local supermarket or the local butchers and stuff, yeah, and make myself understood without making the animal noises. So
and as long as you can do dos cervezas, por favor.
Yeah,
that's what you need to do, isn't it?
La cuenta, por favor.
That's it.
Yeah,
yeah. As long as you can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've got to ask you, why Spain? There's so many amazing countries in Europe. Why would you say buying one in Spain was the right choice?
Why did I buy in Spain? I don't know. I mean, I went to Portugal for a lot of years. Why did I go to Spain? I mean, it's a unique story why I went to Spain, because I used to go to Portugal, and then I had a friend who was looking to buy a property in Spain, and it was at the last recession, actually.
Right.
And he was looking to buy repossessions. He said, do you want to go in with me? Offer popped along, and he took me to see these properties that he was going to buy, and they were in the village. But because I was looking to buy for me, that wasn't for me. I didn't want to be village life. And then I said, oh, I don't really like these. And he said, well, we've got some on La Finca. You want to have a look there? And it's one of them. I think buying a property in Spain is, if you see it, you love it, it's instant. Usually the first thing you see is the one that floats your boat, and that's the one you go back to. And I just never looked back. They told me there's a clubhouse in on La Finca. La Finca Golf Resort. It's a hotel, 5-star as well. But you go up there into the clubhouse and you look down, you look over the golf course. It's breathtaking, isn't it, Richard? But the thing is, it's budget that caters for everyone, because the majority of the properties on La Finca range from 100,000 to 500,000. And I'll tell you now, if you ever get the chance to go, Matt, you will stand there on the top and you'll go, you was right. Every word you said is spot on, because you will look out over that golf course and you'll touch your head and you'll think, am I really stood here? Do I really live on La Finca? Because it's that kind of place. It's a wow, stunning view. You know, in Marbella, they'd start at 500,000.
And go up to millions.
2 million.
Yeah.
For the same house.
This is the thing, isn't it? Because I suppose, looking at the people in and around Cheshire, there's a lot of golf courses around here, some wonderful golf courses. Mm-hmm. That we've got, whether it be Sandbach, whether it's over at Mottram, there's some wonderful golf courses. Would it be fair to say, John, that obviously golf courses and golf in Spain is a big daily activity. It's a big plus as to why people do buy property in La Finca or in Spain in general.
It's one of the reasons why they buy property in Spain, yeah, because of the golf. There's that many golf courses. And all year round, yep, as well, you know, because of the weather. The fantastic
courses.
Let's be honest,
walking around, spending your whole day walking around a golf course with a couple of whatever's in your bag, having a nice drink with your mates, and knowing afterwards when you've done your 18 holes that you've got a 5-minute walk back to your own place. It's not a bad.
Listen, and I'm not advocating for 1 minute that there are not places as nice as La Finca, but if you live on La Finca, you're proud of you. Of your golf course. But I have to say, obviously, as a real estate business, we don't just cater for the golf. I mean, we've got beach, countryside, yep, city living, you know, we've got a full extensive range of properties.
Oh, the water sports as well.
Yes.
Well, lots of people got, yeah, it's funny.
What's the most popular then? So if I was to say to you, as a complete novice of not knowing, let's say I wanted to buy a property in Spain, I'm looking at the southern part of Spain, not massive fan of golf, I mean, yeah. I'll watch it on the telly. I like the Ryder Cup, but I'm not really a player because I hit it and it's probably 3 foot in front of where it started. But I like going to the beach. I like coffee shops, and I enjoy family places. As the experts, what's the most popular options?
Well, we're 10 mile inland from probably 30 mile of Costa Blanca, the best Costa Blanca coastline. You could like scattergun it. So if you've got a car on La Finca, within 10-15 minutes you can be at any of the most popular beaches there. And if you come down from Alicante, you've got Santa Pola, La Marina,
Gran Alicante,
Bordemar,
yeah,
Torrevieja, Playa Flamenco, La Mata.
Yeah.
There's loads, all the best. Oruela Costa, I don't know if you've heard of that.
And I've heard of a lot of these places, Oruela which
Costa,
makes me feel even more confident,
you know. Cabo Roig is for the young'uns, okay. I mean, inland, a bit more. Well, I'll give you an example. I used to go to, when I was in the fast lane, I used to go to Portugal in a little village called Bagal. And I went there every year with lads playing golf. And that was the only game of golf I had. And the reason I liked it so much, and I guess the lads as well, it's like dropping off the end of the earth. Right out of the fast lane,
yeah,
and you go, wow. And it used to take me a few days to like acclimatise to that because my mind's going that fast. Well, La Finca's the same, isn't it? Mm. It's another one, you know. So why did I buy in Spain? Why did I buy on La Finca? I mean, I like Portugal too, but look, it's the sun. It's all about the sun. Yeah. Whether you buy in Portugal or whether you buy in Spain, it's the sun, it's the life, it's the outdoor living, isn't it? Mm. It's living outdoors is the main difference between UK and Spain.
It's just a 2-hour flight from England as well, isn't it? 2-hour 10 to Alicante from Manchester.
Yeah. So, I mean, where else is there? You know, you go to the Canaries, you're 3-3.5 hour yeah, flight. You go to Turkey, 5.5 hours. Yeah. It is so convenient.
Well, let's be honest, you could live in Cheshire, drive down to Cornwall, it could take you 5 or 6 hours.
Absolutely,
it's quicker to get to Spain than it is to Devon.
Exactly.
You can leave at 6:30 in the morning. You can be on the beach at 11 o'clock in the morning.
And that's what I like. I like the fact that I can literally drive an hour, sit back, everything's looked after, I get the other end, I've got sunshine. And I think what I like about Spain, and you guys all know this better than me because you experience this lifestyle a lot more than I do, but everything's relaxed. I think you appreciate life more in Spain,
yeah,
than maybe we do because we're in the fast lane 24/7, aren't we?
Yeah,
it's a completely different lifestyle.
Most people are sat on the terrace in the golf course or in the bar or restaurant, wherever they are, and that sun's always out. 360 days a year, you'll get the sun. Very, very infrequent, you get rain in it. If you do get rain, you get a gutter three, don't you?
Oh,
which
yeah,
is
yeah,
like. It's like the yeah, sound floods,
yeah,
but
yeah,
it's just for a
but
day.
But you quite like that, don't you? Because it's a nice change.
But yeah, most people,
it also brings the best out of people as well because they're more
agreed,
friendly.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, there's a lot of talk at the moment in the UK and in the world about mental health.
Yes.
Yeah. Would it be fair for me to make this comment that I believe when the sun shines and it's warm, people are naturally friendlier, naturally smile,
100%.
Naturally happier. So you are giving people an opportunity to buy a property in Spain and improve their lifestyle.
Well, and also in one of the healthiest places in the world, and certainly Europe. If you Google Torrevieja, the microclimates, the salt lakes, they are listed as they're in the top 10 healthiest places to live in the world.
Coupled with the Mediterranean diet as well.
The Mediterranean,
the food's amazing.
But most people that go there, it's daft, but the older you get, the longer you want to live. So you go there, right, and the first thing you want to do
is live longer.
And what can I do? Well, you know, the stuff that's there, walking, jogging, cycling clubs, it's really set up for people to stay fit, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, when I go on holiday and I've been to Spain, do you know what I mean? Whether it be Benidorm, Salou, whether it's Barcelona for a weekend, or it's down in the Costa Blanca or Dorada, the older people have got more energy than I have at 40. You see 60 and 70-year-olds jogging, walking, active all the time.
It must be all the orange trees and lemon trees, what they got.
Well, John's when we were there last time, I took John, because John's not been with us that long. And one of the things that we do, and not just us, we'll be up at 7 o'clock in the morning, and through the summer you've got to be up at that time to avoid the sun.
Yeah.
Right? And 3 kilometres from our house, our villa, as you call them in Spain, our apartment.
Villa sounds posher.
There's a walk down to the village, which we're attached to. It's only a couple of mile away. It's 3.5k walk down. It's 3.5k walk back. It's a bit illy coming back.
Easy going down.
But yep. it keeps you fit. But it's wonderful, right? The village, you're part of living... attached to a village is everyone goes to the village, even though they live on the golf course, they go to the village, and it's just a nice walk. But you will find at 7 o'clock you'll pass the same people on the walk every day, and if you're an 8 o'clock walker, and I can guarantee every 100 yards there's another set of walkers, and that ranges, doesn't it, from young to old. You know, everybody's on a health kick.
I suppose there's that constant social side of it as well, isn't there, where you'll see people, you'll see them again, and you get to the point where you're friends with them. But if I said to you then, right, let's say you live in somewhere in Cheshire, you might live in Knutsford, you might live in Manchester, you might live in Macclesfield, fancy going for a 3K walk to Shop and back? You're not going to do it in this weather, are you?
It's not something you think about.
Not bothered, but over there, it's part of life.
Yeah. The whole world's on into a health kick, aren't they? Over here, it's all gyms, isn't it? Over there, it's outdoor exercise. It's walking, jogging, cycling, clubs, whatever, bowling.
Fresh air.
It's all outdoor. Everyone's keeping fit the same way. Mm. They've still got the fitness clubs. I mean, La Finca's got one of the top ones. La Finca. I didn't come in here to actually plug La Finca today.
I was going
to
say, I've got a feeling you like La Finca. It sounds amazing.
We sell everywhere, but I mean, they've got their own gym, haven't they?
Yeah.
They've even got on La Finca, they've built a training ground for the Champions League teams. I teed off the 10th 3 or 4 years ago, and then my mate said, look. So what? And there's a football team jogging across the 10th going to training ground, and it was a St Etienne team,
right?
Champions League team. Were staying at the hotel, and then they were off to the training ground. But you know, I'm sorry, but I can't not pad up La Finca. I mean, even through the pandemic, La Finca spent $5 million on the course.
Yeah.
On concrete and
refurbishing the course.
Tex-Mex, is it the restaurant? They put a what do you call the really top restaurant?
Frijoles.
They put a big top new terrace bar. They put a Mexican, Spanish. What do you call the best of the best?
Like the
Michelin star. They put a Michelin star restaurant up on the top terrace as well.
Wow!
And started growing their own grapes. So. Yeah, it's got every, you know.
So I think the main thing about this whole conversation is the fact that Spain is an amazing place to live. The climate, the weather, the food, the mental and the physical health factors. And in order to be in a position where because a lot of people will consider buying properties abroad.
Yeah.
And then never go to the next level. For me, I would honestly say that for me to go to the next level, I would need to speak to experts that have lived it, walked it, breathed it, and done it.
Yeah.
So if I was at that point then now, Gary, John, Richard, if I was at that point now where I'm thinking, do you know what? I've got a little bit of money towards a deposit that I could potentially use to buy a nice little villa in Spain that I might go to in the winter and rent out during the summer, for example. Talk me through the process. So I've been on your website.
Yeah.
I've seen some fantastic properties, but I still haven't got a clue what I'm doing.
Yeah.
What is the process from novice to I've actually purchased a property with Welcome Estates?
Well, the big key is speaking to somebody you can trust, speaking to somebody reputable. I can tell you that Welcome Estates, they take an interest in you. They'll do all the fact finding for you. There will be no hard sell. And what Welcome Estates' main strategy is to just make sure you become a happy person in Spain. You know, it's purely about making sure our customers are happy. You know, we're there, we're long established. And that, I would say, is the most important, that you know who you're buying through. You know, and I was just talking about life there and life on La Finca, because it is a lifestyle. But I'm quite sure the lifestyle on Los Colinos and the lifestyle...
That's similar.
Everywhere you go in Spain, they're community-based.
Yeah.
You know, and like on La Finca, there's 10, 11 bars and restaurants. You can still have your little pub crawl like you used to as a Brit, right? You don't get through that many, by the way, because...
It's a bit stronger, isn't it?
I was just going to say,
bigger
I used to go out on the pub crawl there and say, right, we'll do them all today. Mm. You don't get past three.
Five and you don't.
You don't get past three. So, yeah, dealing with a company that cares. I mean, we're a family-run business, you know. I can't really say much more than
that. No, they marry the client to the property. They make sure that all your needs are catered for, you know, and offer the best possible scenario.
And what would,
for your...
Sorry to cut across you, Richard, but what I would also say to anybody looking to buy a property in Spain, and I can't say this enough, check out who you're going to use. And, for example, go on Welcome Estates website. Just have a look at the testimonials on there. And that'll tell you, that'll give you a good idea how long they've been going. I mean, we're 25 years long. I mean, I bought this business in 2015 as a hobby for my third daughter who was a nurse. She wasn't in business. But not much more to say except make sure you know.
What is great about Welcome Estates is just something you said, Richard, because for me, if I was going to buy a property abroad, I need somewhere that's a bit like home from home.
Yep.
Yes, I'm going to get the weather. Yes, I'm going to get views. But what I want as a person is I want somewhere where I've got somewhere outdoor to enjoy food and meals when friends and family come over. Maybe I want a swimming pool, or I want an easy route, 20 minutes or so to the beach. But I want some scenery. I want some trees. Yeah. I want some green around me. And I like it to be open.
You've got
I'd say
beauty.
That to you.
Well, that walk that I was telling you about before, sorry to cut across you. The reason everybody does it is the orange and lemon groves. The full 3.5K left and right is orange groves, lemon groves. They actually hang over and you can
borrow them.
You can take the odd one. Apparently, if it's hanging over the fence, it's yours. You can have it.
If you put your hand over the fence, you're getting a slap.
Yeah.
Right.
But the scent from the flowers certain times of year, like May and October as well.
And when you're talking there about wanting to be able to step out of it, you can step out of it to the beach, yeah? But most of our properties are within 1.5 hours of Benidorm. Everybody's heard of Benidorm.
Yeah, so if you want
anybody
the
that wants party night, you can say, right, get the overnight bags, come on, and just drive to Benidorm. You're there in an hour. An hour and a half by the time you stop.
So Welcome Estates are a family-run business, 25 years plus. You guys do it because you love it.
Yeah.
You retired and picked it up as a hobby.
Yeah.
We won't make a judgment on that one.
Yeah.
That's not retirement. But looking at the three of you, you all look fresh. You all look healthy. You don't look English because I feel like I look tired and stressed.
Well, Richard isn't English. Richard is Spanish now. Richard's a Spanish resident.
Full on. So you've got all these amazing opportunities for people to buy properties. When it comes down to the legal side of things, you know, payments, deposits, mortgages, how does that work briefly, just for layman's terms? Is it a similar process to buying here?
You work that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not difficult. People put a deposit down.
Yeah.
And you can put your deposit down and you illegally bought that property subject to carrying through.
There are mortgage options in Spain as well, but yeah. As I say, if you speak to the Welcome Estates team, they'll be able to direct you. I've known them take people to banks to introduce them to the bank manager, to get their accounts set up, to give them the options. So you'll have a full understanding of what is available to you and what type of property you're going to be looking for in your budget.
I also work with the Money Corp, the exchange people, so yep. They sort you, because obviously if you're buying something for 100,000, it's got to be converted into
euros.
Yeah. So.
And this is what I think I like, you know, from obviously we've been chatting for about half an hour, guys, now, and I like is the fact that if I'm going to make an investment of this magnitude, because whether it's 30,000 or 300,000, it's a big investment.
It is.
And some people that will be listening to this that will be considering buying for themselves, or they might have friends that they know are looking to buy, they want to know that, A, you guys are experts. Mm-hmm. You know what you're talking about, because not only have you run this business, you've also bought properties there yourself. Your friends have, your family have.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is you're sharing your life experience with other people. On top of that, you've got the climate, the lemon trees, the orange trees, the lifestyle. But you've also got the opportunity to guide people. So from a complete novice who thinks, I've got 20 grand that I want to put down as a deposit on a house, my budget is X, I could come to you and say, right, I've got 20 grand deposit, I don't want to spend more than 100, and I want X, Y, and Z in my property. You guys can take me on a journey from initial conversation all the way to me being sat there with dos cervezas on my veranda enjoying my new life.
Yeah,
you do it all.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other good thing about, what we're all interested in is a good investment. And the equity growth on La Finca in particular has been 7% per annum for the last 10 years.
You know? Which under a current financial crisis, that's massive.
If you think about the recession in 2008, say £500,000 villa plummeted to 250,000, we're talking euros, by the way. Then properties are now back up at 425.
Yeah.
So they've nearly doubled in the last 10 years.
So they're growing back to where they should be.
And more particularly, last year was Welcome Estates' biggest year. Well, certainly since we've been in the chair since 2015. When you think we've come through Brexit, the pandemic, but last year coming out of the pandemic, all them people who have been sitting on the fence for years, come out of that pandemic and just must have decided, going for it, might not be here tomorrow.
Yeah, because it must have been a lot nicer being locked down.
I was locked down for 80% of the year in Spain. I was quite happy with that. I'm on lockdown.
Do you know it's crazy, right? When we were in lockdown, without going into the boredom and the depression of COVID, I'd got a listener who currently lives in Salou.
All right.
We were getting messages. I was getting messages from Salou saying how is everything in England? Hope you're all right. Dead friendly and everything. And I was like, oh, what's it like in Spain? Because it's obviously a different country. You've got different limitations and stuff. And the message I got back was, well, it's 28 degrees. I'm sat in my veranda with my feet in the kids' part of the pool. Drinking a beer. So lockdown's terrible. And I was just like, I'm not talking to you anymore.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
even joking aside, but having that option of living at home in the UK and flying out to Spain, that's what dreams are, isn't it? That's what everybody should have, goals and ambitions.
But while you're working in life as well, you can hop on a plane on Friday, late afternoon even, finish work at dinner.
Yeah.
You didn't bar at 10 o'clock. You got Friday night, Saturday night,
Sunday.
Get the plane Sunday. You're back in work Monday. You've had a good time, haven't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, what one thing I do think we should talk about is this. There's a lot of people that would be thinking, yeah, I can see myself buying, but I know Brian down the road, or I know Jane and Colin are looking to buy a property. You guys offer something special.
Well, I'm glad you've said that, because me and Richard are co-founders of this scheme. Back in 2015, we were sat in a pub, right? And we were just chatting. Well, what do you think about a refer a friend scheme, Richard? Yeah. And we said, well, what about advertising on a beer mat, right? And that's where the original concept of refer a friend came from.
It was, yeah.
It started on the back of a beer mat.
Best ideas always come out of the pub.
It's gone absolutely massive now, you know. I mean, there's hundreds of bars and restaurants within 20 miles of us.
Yeah.
You know, this is like a household name in Spain. Welcome Estates is synonymous with refer a friend. But the key is, it's not about the person buying. This is for everyone, you know. You don't have to be buying a property off us to earn some money with Welcome Estates. But what you have to do is exactly as your broadcast says, put your thinking cap on, because everybody knows somebody that's looking to buy a property in Spain. They might not think they do. Our scheme's aimed at making people think. I've had many people say to me, well, I don't know anybody. And then I'll say, really? Well, nobody in my family's got enough money to buy a property in Spain. What about your friends? What about where you work? What about your boss? And they go, all right, yeah, I never thought of that. Well, exactly. It's a people's scheme. It's for everybody to be able to earn some money just by thinking about, do I know somebody? Maybe I do. And it's about, if you want to do a little bit of work to earn a little bit of money.
It won't just happen. You don't get anything for free, do you?
It won't just happen. You got to think about it, and maybe you've got to action it, or maybe your kid is thinking of buying a property in Spain.
Yeah. So if I'm sat in the pub with the lads having a conversation, and one of the lads is saying to me, Mike, me and our lass are looking at picking up an investment property, maybe to move into at a later date, but we want to buy a property, Spain, Portugal. And I said to him, oh, I've got a contact at Welcome Estates. You need to speak to Gary or to Richard or to John.
You're right in there. And here's the important thing. Congratulations, by the way, on Silk FM becoming our newest promoter.
Thank you very much. Wonderful.
There are Silk FM business cards here, and anybody can come in here and pick one up. If you're carrying that in your purse or wallet, in that exact situation there, you'd be able to get out of your wallet, scan it, show people some of the wonderful properties, and on that very form, what you scan, you'd introduce them.
So there's a QR code on these business cards.
Yeah.
It can tell me all about Welcome Estates, the variety of properties you've got. So how do I earn from that then? So I'm saying, let's say that John's my mate that I've met in the pub, and me and John are talking, and John decides, me and our lass are going to buy somewhere in Spain.
Yep.
That's what we're doing. And I say to him, look, you need to speak to Welcome Estates before you do it. Scan this QR code and get in touch with these guys.
No, you don't do that. You keep the QR code.
Right.
It's yours. Whoever's carrying that business card that Silk FM have given them is technically an official introducer for Silk FM.
Right.
You give that card away, they can earn the money off it.
So I need to be keeping this card.
They
need to scan my card.
Yeah,
you just say, is it all right if I introduce you? It's your mate. He's going to say, yeah. You're going to earn a few quid. You probably say to him, well, yeah, I'll earn a few quid off it, but I'll get you a pint.
Yeah.
Welcome Estates are as good as anybody else that you might try. Doesn't matter. You don't have to buy from them. All I'm saying is give them a try. they're a reputable company. You've only got to look on the website and see who you're dealing with, and they've got properties to suit everything and everyone.
So I can literally speak to my friend who's interested in buying a property in Spain.
Yeah.
Maybe at La Finca.
Yeah.
Might be a golfer.
Yeah.
Might just want the beach or the amazing lifestyle in Spain.
Anyway.
And what he can then do is he can scan the code. I've got the...
No,
the
you QR. Scan the code.
I scan the code. You I get the details across to yourselves.
On the form, when you scan it, right, there's a form there that says introduce the details, you put yours in, potential client, you put his in. You press the send button, that goes back to Welcome Estates, you do nothing else. You'll get an acknowledgement from Welcome Estates, thank you, Mike, for introducing your friend Colin. We'll keep you in touch with progress. If Colin buys, you get what it says on the tin.
So I've got two options now. I can either come to the experts in Spain, Welcome Estates. You can take me through the whole process of this is what I want, this is how much I've got, and this is ideally what I'd like. And you will hold my hand from start to finish. Or I might not be ready yet for buying a property, but my mate is. I can send his details over your website on a very, very simple form.
Yeah.
Click send.
Done.
Welcome Estates experts will then speak to Colin or Brian, do all the nitty gritty, hold Colin's hand from start to finish.
Yeah.
And I can earn some money as when and if
you
buys.
Earn the cash.
Yeah. You earn the cash, absolutely.
And it's a genuine scheme.
Welcome Estates will make contact with Colin. They'll quantify what he's looking for, which is usually budget, type of villa, location. They'll put him portfolios together of different properties. They'll put it to him, and then eventually, if he homes in on one, he'll get on a plane to Spain, and then we'll take care from there. We'll put people up. We'll pay for the accommodation. We'll take care of them. We'll show them the properties, and 9 times out of 10, people buy. Not many people will get on a plane to go to Spain. They've not really got any intention, and trust me, when you see some of the properties in Spain, I'll give you a little example of a mate of mine, right? And he came out and he had £50,000 that he'd got off an insurance claim. He'd got injured at work, and he said to me, Gaz, I want somewhere in Spain, like everybody does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you got anything for £50,000? I said, yeah, there's loads of stuff in the village, Steve. It'd work out perfect. So he comes over with two other people, two friends of mine. They all stayed at my place, and we just took him around. We took him and showed him the ones for 50,000 in the village. And he goes, yeah, and they're nice. Yeah,
but he wanted more, didn't he?
He wanted more. He said, well, what about where you live, guys? Anything on there? I said, there is, Steve, yeah, but you're talking 150 that if you come to La Finca. It's all right, can I sit? Because he was on an inspection trip. We were out with him anyway. Yeah, we'll take you. So he goes, and there's some new build, isn't there? Mm. And then he goes up the stairs, and this new building, he's looking out. And this apartment that he's got, it's a two-bed apartment, it's upstairs, though. And he's looking out, and it actually looks over these orange groves and lemon groves, what people walk to every day.
Yeah.
Right? And he says to me, he looked at me, Steve, and he went, Gaz, I'm dash having this.
Yep.
Yeah, and he went,
oh, yeah.
I said, what? I'm having this. I said, Steve, this is €149,000. It's not 50 grand. He says, I know, but I've got a two bed, two up, two down in Newton Heath. I'm going to sell that and I'm moving here. Really?
So he went from getting some money from an insurance claim, speaking to his mate, going over, doing an inspection, having a look round with 50 grand in a village, to selling his house back home and moving to Spain permanently in an house that was three times what he wanted to spend.
That guy now lives in Spain, on La Finca, happily ever after. He's one of the most happiest guys you'd ever meet, and you'll meet him one day. He's called Dicko.
Really?
Stevie Dixon, right? He just blended into the community like that. He's one of them popular guys, you know what I mean? He knows everybody, doesn't he?
Really?
And he's never looked back. He says to me, can you get a bit of work? You know, some beer money, like. I said, Steve, there's loads of work. He's never looked back, honestly.
Yeah.
He's never looked back, has he?
No.
Yeah.
And as cheesy as this is going to sound, Is it fair to say that what you guys do is actually sell dreams and smiles?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Is that a fair? I know it sounds cheesy, but
selling the dream, living the dream. Call it whatever you want. It is living the dream. You are living the dream.
So,
in Spain.
Anybody that's listening to this then and wants to know more details about Welcome Estates, what you do, what you offer, and or even just to browse some of the properties you've got on your website, how do they find you? What do you do?
Look, the broadcast running every other day with Silk FM, and it says on there clearly, so if anybody forgets this, what I'm saying, just listen to the Silk FM broadcast, and it's go to welcome-estates.com. Boom, you're on. Right, the refer a friend banner is there, scrolls up across the top, you can press on that, or you can just view the website and look at all the wonderful properties that's there. It's really that easy. On there also, by doing exactly that, you can see all the bars and restaurants that are promoted for Welcome Estates. So you can even use that to go visit different bars and restaurants, because we have hundreds, and there's but a few on there, but enough to make your mouth water, and you can get about.
There's also examples on there on the properties where you can earn the extra money by just referring a friend.
Yeah, you can scroll down and there are examples there. Beautiful new build properties like you've just seen on that sign.
Yeah.
Beautiful properties, and it actually says on the price of the property and what you earn as an introducer. There's not like seeing it.
Yeah.
You know?
And this is the thing, isn't it? You people buy with their eyes. Now, obviously, I have kept you guys for quite a significant amount of time today. But I've got to ask you, as the sports presenter for Cheshire Silk Radio...
Oh, right.
You guys are involved with a bit of a podcast thing as well.
Controversial podcast.
Porky's Corner.
Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking this is about food. I'm wondering what Porky is.
I'm going to tell you something about Porky, right? Sorry to cut across you again, but Porky, 10 years ago, was 28 stones in weight. Right. Wow. I do a podcast with him. Once a week at the moment, because I'm trying to lose weight. He is 12 stone now. So Porky's lost 18 stone in 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, is he a bit of a controversial... Is that the right word?
Controversial? Yeah. Yes.
That's
he's big into his boxing, isn't
that's
he?
Yeah. Put it mild. Right? Yeah.
He is
controversial. But on Porky's Corner, Russell came to La Finca with us, and he came to do a 40-minute documentary. It ended up 3 hours, 40 minutes. And it's had to be split over 13 weeks. It started last week. And it's called Welcome to Spain. So you go on Porky's Corner, Welcome to Spain, and then it'll just go straight to that video. And it's on prime time every Monday at 8 o'clock. The first one was last week. The second one was last night. And anybody that wants an insight into where we are, our area, the people that are interviewed, the bars that are interviewed, the golf course is seen from there, click on to Porky's Corner. That's a plug for Russell at Porky's Corner, of course it is. And you talked about also, it's important that people now know that they can pop into Silk FM and pick up a card, because the QR code is the key. The QR code's the catalyst. Once you're on there, it's self-explanatory. You know it. But yeah, Porky's quite a controversial guy. We're going there from here, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah. But he's very hard working, and we like working with people that have got that fire in their belly. And Porky's certainly got it. And, you know, anyone that can come from 28 stone to 12 stone, I've got it. And many people say to me, if they scan the code and they see their wonderful properties and how much you can earn, usually they'll say to you, what's the catch? And you go, what do you mean? And they'll go, what, so I can earn €1,125 just for referring a friend? And I go, yeah, absolutely, just for referring a friend. That's what this scheme is all about. You don't have to be buying a property in Spain. You have to know somebody that's buying a property in Spain. And the scheme is built off the back of the chances of being in this room now and Richard, John, me or you actually buying a property in Spain are quite remote. the chances of one of us four sat in this room now knowing somebody that's looking to buy a property in Spain, I reckon each one of us do know somebody. And if you want to put the work in, you can earn yourself some money.
Absolutely. Guys, thanks ever so much for all your time this morning. It's an absolute pleasure to learn about Welcome Estates. For anybody that's listening to this that wants to get more details, then welcome-estates.com. Have a look on there. Also, if you type on Google, Porky's Corner, Welcome to Spain, you can get an insight view. You can have a look at that. Plus, you can listen to Cheshire Silk Radio each and every day and listen to the Welcome Estates advert, which will give you all the details on not only how you can buy your dream property in Spain, you can get the expert advice, you can have your hand held from the minute you consider buying a property to the minute you purchase your dream home, or you can earn yourself a few quid by introducing one of your mates to the experts at Welcome Estates. Guys, it's an absolute pleasure to have you. Yes.
Absolutely. And one last thing I would say, if anybody wants to ask a question, I'm quite happy for them to write to me at gary@welcome-estates.com. And I'll answer any question they've got.
And I've got one final question. If we do another one of these, yeah, can I come to your place in Spain rather than being sat in Macclesfield?
Absolutely you can.
Absolute
like
pleasure.
To see you there, Mike.
Absolute pleasure. Guys, Gary, Richard, John and the team from Welcome Estates, thanks very much for joining me today. And good luck with the life in Spain.
Thank you. Thank you. Your station.